Hey, Eloise here with Intuition Talks podcast. Welcome. If you don't know me, you can look me up, eloiseatzel.com or intuitiontalks.com if you want to find out about my intuition courses. So last week I was talking about abundance, and so I was kind of linking that money and intuition a little bit. And I thought this week actually I might do a little bit more of that. So quite often people say if we talk about money, to be like really good with your money and to take care of it and look after it and nurture it is the way of making more, because the universe isn't going to send you something that you don't take care of. So if you take care of your money and you save money and you are sensible with it, then actually the universe knows that you're cultivating a healthy, professional, non-needy, non-resentful, non-fearful attitude to money, and you're effectively going to probably create circumstances for having more money in your life. And I was like, wow, that's probably the same for our intuition. You know, if we come from a place where we don't fear the intuition, where we think intuition is more abundant and flows to us, and we treat it with respect, and we use it in a healthy fashion, and we use it professionally, you know, we don't like use it to hurt people or be unkind or cruel, and you know, we really cultivate a healthy relationship with our intuition where we don't need it to come to us, but we ask it to come to us, then we're in a much better space for working with the intuition. And you can apply this to money, relationships and everything else. So yeah, how do we do that? Well, we come from that place, have that attitude to start with. It's like, you know, I really respect my intuition, and this is something, you know, we probably need to talk about. You know, I don't take it for granted that my intuition, I've nurtured it over the years, I've worked with it, I find ways of using it which helps the planet and helps people to overcome their problems and live better, healthier, happier lives. And so I'm using it in a respectful way, and you know, I don't use it as a party piece, you know. I do get people email me the most interesting questions sometimes, and they expect me to give them an answer. And quite often I'm like, well, you need to find the answer for yourself. You need to ask your intuition. You need to sit and meditate with that as a question and see what comes up for you, see what you, you know, can create and what comes to you in terms of that. Because, you know, from there, something more entertaining or bubble, you know, like I'm taking people's power away from them if I give them the answer. Quite often when I'm in training courses, people are doing exercises and they're like, Eloise, what does this mean? And what does this mean? And what does this mean? And da-da-da-da. And it's like, well, what does it mean to you? Because that's the key thing. And it's the same with our intuition. You know, if I've got an intuitive insight and then I post on Facebook and go, hey, I've had this insight, what do you think it means? Everybody's going to look at it through their filters, where it's come to me for a reason. So I kind of need to interpret it through my filters and through my model of the world in order to understand it. And me understanding it, I'm going to get more of an aha moment than someone giving me the answer, which could be through their filters and completely incorrect for me anyway. It's like all of the things I'm saying in these podcasts, you know, I'm talking about me and what works for me and what I've seen work for other people, but doesn't necessarily mean it's what you need or what would work perfectly for you. So yeah, there's always our uniqueness coming into it. And so, but coming from a place where you request your intuition come play with you and you live and breathe it and ask it for guidance and not demand it comes to you and use it for weird things on the planet. I can't even think of what would be a weird way of using it. But you, or let's say you could ask your intuition what would be a way of torturing someone, you know, mentally torturing someone. I mean, that wouldn't be healthy. So don't do that. But if you're using it for the good on the planet or helping yourself to succeed so that you can help other people, then yeah, go for it and use it and imbue it and embody it and love it and need and build that relationship with it, and from there that cultivation and respect for the intuition, and actually following it and using the insights that you get as well is absolutely key. Because if we don't, you know, if we don't act on what comes to us, then, you know, we're not respecting the information that comes forth. So actually using the information that comes to you and not poo-pooing it or going, oh, I must be wrong. You know, if you take action on it, the universe will surely tell you if you were wrong or down the wrong track or you misinterpreted it. Because if you're acting on it, it's like, oh, hang on a minute, she interpreted that wrong. Quick, let me send her some information to make sure she gets on that route of navigation that we wanted her on. She's deviated slightly. And you know, that's not what we wanted. Come on. You know, it's got your back. It wants you to succeed in a lot of ways. So, you know, if you're not on the right route, you will get that thing just to kind of change your rudder, if we look at it from a boat perspective or something, and just steer your course and make sure you stay on that right path. So, you know, how we want to show the universe that we look after money and that we can take care of it and that we save it and that we respect it and we can work with it. It's the same with the intuition. The more we use it, the more we nurture it, the more we actually act on it and have respect for the information that comes to us, then, you know, our intuition is like, oh, okay, she's using it. She's, you know, she's making the world a better place with it. So let's be more, you know, more active in sending her more insights and more awareness. So yeah, I just wanted to reflect another thing that was kind of coming up between money and intuition in that way as well. So any thoughts, questions, comments, suggestions, always here. If you want to send me an email at info@eloiseansell.com, or you can get me at eloise@intuitiontalks.com. And I look forward to catching up with you, maybe meeting you one day. Okay, take care. Bye.